Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, the Mayor and Mino. You get your hour, of course.
We go back and forth just for our guest. We haven't negotiated that yet. Everything else is fine.
When first it comes hour, to it's Mino
parking,
the Mayor.
Revenue, everything else is fine. But when it comes to the name of the show, it's a tie vote on what we're going to do. So Johnny takes
first
Mino,
hour.
Mino and the Mayor. Second hour. Mayor and Mino.
Yes.
Do you want to weigh in on it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I love it. We need to have a brainstorm session after.
All right.
You know who could do a show? Her and Wayne. Did you hear them during the break? I mean,
no,
they are like
simpatico.
Wayne, talking fitness and everything.
You know how you're when your boss calls you like, hey, bring your phone and computer down to the office. I need to speak. You're like, oh boy. Well, I come in to here and there's a good looking blonde in my seat. So is this the end for me now?
Who are you again?
Did I steal your seat, by the way?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If that's the vote, yes. That is. Bring your playbook in.
See you, Wayne.
All right.
Heather Marie is here, and I don't know exactly how to introduce you because you do so many different things. You run your own agency, you act, you model, you do business things, you're a mom of what, four?
Four kids.
So, I mean, you've got lots and lots of things going on.
And you're from the community. So, when we were talking about introducing you, Johnny and I are like, what are we going to say? So maybe you want to do that.
You just take it and run. But we're going to talk about the fact that
one
of the main reasons I wanted to get John here is talk about the great things film production-wise going on in the area.
Yeah.
And that you're heavily involved with. And I think that's really exciting. And you were, you know, he was in a movie.
A few of them. I was in, remember when Julia Roberts' brother was here? What's his name?
Eric
Roberts. He was at my house. He came to city council.
Why didn't you invite me? I don't understand.
Right? He always plays a creepy guys though, doesn't he?
They filmed a lot of it in Suamico, but he was like digging in the ground, looking up like he was like a madman, you know?
Okay.
And he really has great facial, what do you call it? Whatever you
expression.
Expression. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's the.
We got your back.
Thank you.
Thanks for bailing me
go
out.
Ahead, Mayor. He's always used to have these people prompting him, you know, when he was mayor giving a speech.
Got the cue cards.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there were a couple movies.
But then you
here,
were in the 60 yard line, right?
60 yard line. That was the
tell,
movie.
Tell about, the story, though, about that.
Well, the 60 yard line was a movie that was filmed here. Like on Shadow, right?
Yep, I remember that.
Do you remember that?
And I had some of my talent that were filming as well.
That was fun. And, you know, they had a lot of just pizzas and chicken wings and stuff. It was just fun. And they invited us to be on set, but I had to play myself. And the guy wanted a key to the city. I ended up just giving him a pen. Okay. And so
He still does that.
Actually, I still have left.
He's got boxes and boxes.
I don't have boxes and boxes.
You got boxes and boxes.
Did you bring one for me? Because I'm going to
throw it. Here you go.
There you go. Thanks for coming in.
And we're getting coffee mugs.
Anyway, But on the 60-yard line, and you know, I don't know how long it took them to film that. A couple weeks, probably, they were here. Well, you were part of it.
Yeah,
it was. Wasn't it kind of long?
It was a while. Gosh, that was so long ago now.
Yeah, but that one guy was pretty funny. Not that star, the backup guy. He was funny. Well, anyway, so they're like, they had all these parties to celebrate the release. And, you know, you guys have all these different steps along the way. Anyway, then it's like, well, you want to go to the movie? And I'm like, oh, it's playing in Green Bay on the east side. And I said, I'll go. Of course, I had to pay for it. And it was $14 or $12 to go to it. And
you couldn't pull the I'm in the movie card? No.
And I'm the mayor?
I'm the mayor?
No, I gave
in
you a
movie?
Pen?
So it was 28.
Here's a pen?
It was 28 bucks.
Wow.
We went to that. And I don't want to. It was probably a success. I'm not a big movie guy. I haven't seen a movie since.
Come on, you didn't see the Barbie movie?
No.
Come on.
Did
I don't
you?
Go to movies.
How was it?
It was good. You know, I would see it again.
You
guys
want to
see it? I will see it again.
Okay. All right.
Nope. I No, I don't. I don't go to movies. And I felt that.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. I am made of plastic. Life is so fantastic.
They don't sing that song though.
Oh, they don't.
They don't sing that song.
Neither does John.
Wow.
So anyway, I went to the movie and I thought it was like slow, like, you know, and I don't really care for movies. And then I saw myself on there and, you know, it come out and this part that I'm in. And
how did you feel like you looked?
It was like, it's weird, right? I mean,
it is weird.
And I'm thinking, but I was thinking more $14. This is a lot for this movie. So then I left and I went to talk to the usher and I'm like, hey, dude, how much longer is this movie? He goes, 14 minutes. I'm like, 14 or 40? He goes, 40 minutes. Went back, said to my wife, let's go.
I want to refine.
You're in a movie and you walk out of your own movie.
Well,
that's
going to
be the only person in history that walked out of their own movie.
I didn't stay for the credits or anything. I was just like, I'm going.
That's incredible.
Anyway, I don't know how the movie did, but there were a couple other ones. Anyway, it's often there's talk of a movie being made in Green Bay.
Yeah.
You know, remember The Missing Gene? There was a read at the Meyer Theater. The Missing Gene was this kid that was born in Green Bay but was missing the Packer gene. So he didn't like football. And, you know, he's kind of – and it was kind of a cute, funny movie. But, you know, it takes funding to get that stuff off the ground.
Right.
We've had a few authors on here. Self-publishing is one thing. But to get a company to publish your book, like a Random House or something, that's very difficult. So I think some of these movies haven't got off because of funding and distribution. But – yours is coming along.
It is coming along. Do you guys actually remember Gags movie?
Yes.
So that one, the guy that wrote that and the director of that movie, initially it was like a short film.
Johnny,
and
that was the clown?
I don't remember the scary clown guy.
I never saw the
you
movie.
You mentioned that just the other day.
I just got the police reports on that because he was creeping some people out.
Okay, I remember this.
So the guy that wrote that movie, I was actually in a short film with him previous to that called Home Sweet Home. And he had said, he had come to me and said, hey, I want to do another, it was just another short film. And do you want to help with the casting? Because obviously I have an agency, so I have talent, and I was going to have a small part in it as a newscaster. So we did a short film as a newscaster, and it, you know, we did a Facebook page, and he said to everybody, you know, just share it and pretend like there's an actual scary clown in Green Bay. Well, people believed there was an actual scary clown in Green Bay. This thing went viral all over.
And it was by house school, which didn't give me any comfort, right? Because he was doing a lot of his creepy pictures under that Mason Street Bridge. And there's a school right there. The chief's calling. You don't know anything about this. Gags guy.
So it was all a gag thing?
So it was actually all to promote the movie. And I started to feel bad because I had four kids. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just this creepy guy.
And that's what he kind of wanted. But
yeah,
then,
we didn't think it was going to take off like that.
And it did.
And then it ended up, you know, he had interviews everywhere because this was a crazy thing.
Right.
And it ended up, we turned it into a feature. Well, he did, turned it into a feature film, which I ended up having a part in as well.
Wow.
With my son, and I played his mom, you know, just a part of it as well. And they turned that then into a feature with some people from LA and Chicago and stuff like that. So it's crazy how things can just, you're talking about funding, even just something like that, where it's, you know, you take off.
And sometimes that's what they need, you know, because I just remember the phone calls I'm getting. You did rile the parents a little bit, but it worked. And I thought it took a lot of comfort and was like, hey, look, this guy's just kind of looking for some free PR, which he got plenty of.
It was crazy. So shout out to Adam for writing that film.
And having you in it. So you were in that film. What else have you been in? What are you... You're in town.
Tell us about the current one.
Right.
Yeah. So the one that I'm in now that's premiering at the Tarleton, that one is Room 108. That one we started filming in, 2022, finished up here in 2023.
And some of it's at the Union, right? Union Hotel?
Yes. We filmed there as well. That was actually the first time I had been there. That was kind of a really cool place.
Oh, it's awesome place.
Yeah. And I didn't know about like some of the scary happenings there. So yeah, it was super cool to film there. So if people want to go.
And by the way, let me just say, this is Heather Marie, who's a local actress, model, businesswoman, mother, farm girl from Luxembourg. the whole thing across the board.
That has gotten into an industry that's rather difficult. It's fascinating. Because
I thought about being a male model and actor.
Do you know, when I was a kid.
But she's a realist, and that's what I want to...
Well, you know what? I don't ever say I'm a realist, you know? When I was a kid, so since I was 4, I always said I was either going to be an actor or a singer.
Okay.
And remember Sha-na-na? That was one of my favorite shows.
Absolutely.
I loved watching that. I grew up on soap operas. We didn't have the internet back then. And then I learned how to cry on cue. So I would stare in front of my mirror and I watch these soap operas. They're all dramatic. Learn all this drama. And so now, and actually my last film here that I did have to cry on cue, which is...
How do you do that?
Takes a lot out of you.
I'll bet.
You know, I think there's a lot of different ways, but since I've been doing it as a child growing up, now I can just kind of...
Wow.
So, Heather, tell me about the...
Wayne, can you cry and
cry?
Come here, Wayne. Come here.
Wayne can whine on cue.
Yeah, come here, Wayne. Get closer.
I'm not liking where this is going because you were so complimentary of me when I first started, and now I'm hearing the same words out of your mouth to her.
Who are you again?
Yeah,
just go to the back of the room.
Yeah. I'm not worried because as soon as she leaves, she's not coming back to you.
You want to
bet?
You
want to bet?
I'm kicked out forever.
You might lose your gig.
Yeah,
we're putting two chairs here now. Yeah. Okay,
just go warm up the coffee.
Yeah, we're doing a Facebook poll later.
Yes.
So, Heather, are you an independent then, or do you work for someone? Tell me about because there's a lot of I gotta imagine there's a lot of high school college kids who would love to kind of do what you're doing.
So I own the Bell Agency. So we're a model and talent agency, and we work on commercials and films, and we work a lot here in the Midwest. But that's not to say we don't work elsewhere, because we flew some of our talent out to New York to shoot at a casino out there.
Wow.
And we're working on a project right now in Miami that we hope to have, I guess, its legs off the ground in this fall. So you just really never know where we're going to be shooting, but I would say, you know, like a 3-hour radius of here. But if people want to sign up with the agency, definitely go online. It's www.belletalent.com, and they can sign up to, you know, have their talent application reviewed.
What do you think you and I could model?
Like Belle from...
Like down vests, maybe.
We have to wear something that covers it up.
A lot.
But Heather, if you'd come back in 30 days, you might look at me and say, you know what? I got a part for you.
Because
I'll be totally different, but looking thin.
Yeah, wow, you guys look great. And, you know, we're always looking for, you know, they have
the
like...
The normal guy, right?
You know, hey.
Not like Wayne.
You know what? We're doing Fleet Farm. We're doing it all. You know, remember Shopko went back in its heyday.
Oh, yeah. Finding tons right of now, stuff for you. If you need a beekeeper, I'm signing up right now.
Okay.
The
world's sexiest beekeeper, Big Wayne. All right, we're going to set up a quick break. Heather Maria is here. This is fascinating stuff. I think it's a chance that you and I could still be on the big screen, Jim.
Okay, well...
But you're not walking out.
Heather.
We're going to send a quick break. Heather Marie Jordias. This is fun. Back after this. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. The Mayor and Mino here on a Monday morning, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. We're being joined right now. Big Wayne's in the background. We're trying to keep him quiet because he's really jealous. Have you noticed that?
I have.
Somebody's going to take his seat on a Monday morning.
I can feel it.
I can feel
it.
He's just burning holes in our back right now. Right. Making snide comments.
Yep.
Heather Maria is with us from the Bell Agency, and we're talking about some movie type. Is it a movie that you've been shooting, Heather, or a series? And tell us a little bit about the debut it's going to have in Green Bay, and let's just pick it up from right there.
Yeah, so it was a movie that I had started filming in 2022, and that went right into 2023, including shooting outside in winter in February, which was not my favorite thing. As you know, you guys, I'm a tiny person, and you know, you don't get to wear the big winter hats. But yeah, that is actually going to be premiering at the Tarleton this weekend. I believe it's sold out, so... I'm sorry, guys.
Wow,
if you want to see it, hopefully you have your tickets already.
I used to be the mayor here.
You can give him a pen, and we'll save standing room. I'll talk to them and see what.
Thank you.
It's called Room 108.
It's called Room 108.
And
yeah,
it's premiering this weekend. And can you tell us a little bit about it? I mean, it's sold out, so I guess.
Yeah.
You
well,
know,
it kind of goes back and forth from like the present day and from in the past. So it's one of these kind of thrillers in a way, not scary. So don't worry if you're not into that. There's no blood and gore scary like that. But it definitely is time travel involved in this movie. And as I was telling you guys earlier at break, it's interesting when we film these movies because you're not always involved with the entire movie. So you're filming your scene. And my husband, whoever plays my husband in the movie, I actually never met during all of my scenes.
Is that crazy how cool things are shot?
Yeah. So this, what's the long-term game plan? I mean, you want this to get picked up, right?
Yeah. So a lot of these films, especially a lot of the independent films, right, they submit to a lot of film festivals. I was involved in a prior movie with them, and that one I had a supporting role, and I got Best Supporting Actress in that one. That was called Eve Later. So thank you very
much. I was
much
Actor of the Year at Mesabi State Junior College.
You were?
Yeah.
There's no verification. That's just something he just made up today.
He made up today. I'm bringing in the trophy.
Okay, Heather.
Do you know what was really fun, though? I got to work with Patrick Swayze in his last television series, The Beast. So that was
really,
that was really fun for me because Dirty Dancing. Who didn't grow up with Dirty Dancing?
That's awesome.
Wow.
What was he like?
He was great, and it was, but they, you know, prefaced it before you went on set, like, don't talk to Patrick unless he talks to you because, you know, he's the star of the show.
I say the same thing to Jim every morning.
But I was coming off an off-Broadway show that I'd worked with a bunch of New York actors, and one of the guys who I played his wife, I was his trophy wife because he was quite a bit older than me. His name was Tony Patelis, out of New York. And
Wayne, you could play a trophy husband. All right. Yes, it's check mark on the application.
But so he was actually really good friends with Patrick Swayze. So when I said, hey, I'm going to be working on this with him, he's like, oh, tell him you know me and, you know, whatever. But it never came up organically. And then obviously he passed away. He's like, oh, you should have. He would have taken you in his trailer. I'm like, well, you know what?
Wow.
Time has passed here.
Wow.
So, all right. So you, there's a producer that's doing that. Why did he pick? And I'd say, why did he pick you? I can see why he did. But why did he pick Green Bay? I mean, we've had our share of movies tried to be made here. And then we've also had some movies in Oshkosh. Everybody, you know, Johnny Depp is, that's like really put us on the map. But
well,
I know
he's actually local to this area. So he really tries to do a lot of films in this area. And you'd be surprised how much is filming in the Midwest. If people that aren't in the industry have no idea really what, you know, what's happening.
Isn't it partly for tax breaks and things like
say,
that,
a little
too?
Kudos to the state.
The
government for giving a tax credit because a lot of movies were starting to like go to like Mississippi or something.
There's a lot that films in Atlanta.
Right, Atlanta. It was Atlanta. And Michigan, too. They got pretty aggressive, too, for a while.
Michigan. There's still a lot filming in Michigan, but, you know, that's a trek for some of us here to get out there.
We had the one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my lifetime. Jeff Daniels, Escanab in the Moonlight. Did you ever see that?
I never saw it.
Is that where they blow up that thing at the end?
It's about this guy that's never shot a buck. And it's funny for a while. Then it gets weird with like aliens and stuff. And it's like, Wayne, did you see that?
I'm uploading my beekeeper.
Okay, go ahead, Wayne.
Do you know what? I'm just going to write a series and we're all going to be in it. So then, you know, we can have four chairs here.
That's John's goal.
Is it?
To be in a, that's why you're here, to get me a part.
Okay. Yes. I would love to have you in a part, you know.
Would you hire this guy?
That's my audition pick. I just uploaded that to your website.
Did you?
if somebody needs a beekeeper in the movie, Wayne can do it.
You know, honestly, you just never know because it's the most random sometimes things that they request for castings. You know, I once had to cast someone that spoke Mandarin. They also had to be model-esque looking and had to have spokesperson experience. That's a very slim.
Yeah. What was that other word you used?
Model-esque.
Model-esque.
People tell me I look model-esque all the time.
Yeah, people should tell you to go sit in the corner too. Go ahead. Thanks, Wayne. All right.
Ditto.
Wow.
The film festival.
Yes.
That's a great event here in Green Bay.
I hosted a thing at it one time. It was really fun.
And some of these students that put in films, and you know, their reviews are so, but I mean, you got to start somewhere. And I think,
love watching some of their films.
Me too.
I mean, some of the sound's horrible and some of the, the shootings.
Yeah.
But what they come up with is so great.
Yep, totally agree.
Yes.
That's something we really, as we get closer to that, that's February, right? But we're going to really promote that on this show because I think and John hails a little bit more from the sports, but the arts are just something that's very rich in this community. I mean, music, visual, dance, and I just think that's great that you're here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and really leaning into the whole, you know, movie business, acting, talent agency. It's exciting. So what are your plans with your agency, with Bell?
So, well, you know, I've kind of been a one-woman show for over 11 years, if you can believe it or not. I've been running the business by myself. Yeah. And just recently I was like, okay, I think I need to bring somebody on, because as I continue to grow, I was always kind of working around the clock, 24 hours. And I'm like, if I want to have a life, now that my kids are older.
And if your kids want a mom, yeah.
Exactly. So my goal is to really just kind of expand into other areas, work on some bigger projects, because there are a lot of projects out there. But being just one person is hard to work on all those projects and bring all this talent on that want to come aboard. So
isn't the money in soaps, like because it's kind of low budget, but it continues? I want to hear about your
thought.
I just want to hear about what you think about soap operas. Okay. I don't watch. Johnny watches
Jason.
Them, but
no, I don't.
Okay,
Jason. Jason, why the ballad? What we're doing with the ballad? It's a Monday. We're trying to rock it.
Come
Jason.
On, a little high energy.
Jason, come on, Jason. Okay.
All right.
Sorry. You have a break, though.
All right. Fine. Back after this.
Do you know that song? Good
Energy. You're so sincere.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning, WGBW. Big Wayne says he has to leave in 8 minutes.
All right.
So, Wayne, anything insightful you'd like to add to the show today?
Yeah, since I saw this coming, I'm getting kicked out of the show. I just signed up for the Bell Agency, and I just got my approval application. So, yeah, I may not be seeing you next.
So, did you use the picture of you and the beekeeper?
Yeah, yeah. Fashion model.
Yes.
Everyone needs a beekeeper fashion model?
You any need for that?
Yeah, boy, that's
hey, you just never know. Also, you know, make sure you're showing your teeth in one of those photos, because we do a lot of dental shoots as well. So we need nice teeth.
So we can take your yellow teeth and turn them white? That's awesome, Heather.
Or as we mentioned, a farm boy throwing the big bale of hay into the loft.
Hey, we always need some farm boys.
A girl in college always tell me, you're a 10 from the neck down. So I don't
Well, that's good.
It's a family show, guys. A family
yeah, I know,
show.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
That's good.
My kids might be listening.
Well, look at the time. Thanks, Wayne.
I'm a 6 overall. Because, you know.
Wow. What would you, 1 to 10, what would you say for Wayne? If, like, he was, you know, a candidate for modeling and he came in, what would you say?
You know, I think he has a good look. I would sign him. I would be like, yeah, he could work in a lot of different avenues. We could, you know, you grow the scruff out a little bit for, you know,
right,
like the little.
You could set up the chairs. He could set up the lights. Yeah. He'd be great.
He's posing over there with the phone type thing. He's
you could take some calls for me. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Well, back to that role. You need to wear a shirt.
Hey, you know, I am looking for an assistant. Here we go. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to start working right out of here.
Wow. You're happy now, Wayne. You don't feel so bad.
One day, someone's going to actually pay me, you know, but then I probably wouldn't be let in the house.
No, we're not going to pay. No, no, not a chance. No,
that's fantasy.
No, that's, yeah.
Heather,
that's
fantasy. Heather, I want to talk. Heather, I don't know what kind of time we have, because we have we may have somebody come in to recap the game that Johnny and I went to on the New England game. But, you know, you're in an industry that I think deep down everybody would like to kind of be in a little bit, right? Modeling, acting, I don't know, just really expressing your creativity to the masses.
It's a fun industry.
It's a great industry. That's, I guess, and it. How did you get into it? If somebody's listening, some high school, college kid, we talked about the film festival, which I think is a great opportunity for kids, and we're going to really lean into and push that a little bit more when that comes closer. But how did you get into this? And
well, so I've kind of been doing this my entire life. But when I turned 18, growing up in Luxembourg and no internet back then, my parents were like, okay, now it's time for you to go to college and get a real job. So that's kind of what I did, because I was like, I didn't have any connections to the industry at the time. So I went on for business administration. And I actually started working for Gannett.
Oh.
And I worked for them for like 8.5 years in advertising and marketing and outside sales. And that's kind of how I got back in the industry. One of our photographers, we were riding down the elevator together, and he was putting together a magazine, and he started talking about how he needed a cover model. And I'm like, I will be that cover model for you. And we started working together. So I started doing a lot of work there. And then I was talking to one of my clients. I worked with a lot of home builders, mortgage companies, and real estate agencies. And one of the owners there said, you should really just sign with a model and talent agency. And I thought, what? You know, what are you talking about? I was in my 20s at the time. And I ended up signing with them and started doing work with them a lot. And but I was also finding my own work out in Chicago and those areas as well. This is when Craigslist wasn't as creepy and scary. Right. And you could still find stuff. And then I started doing a lot of work on my own outside my agency. And I started talking to a friend that, like, I feel like my agency is not booking me like I should because I know that I have what it takes. And here's what I would do differently. And I would offer them support and I would offer classes, which we do. And my friend's like, you should just start your own.
There you go.
And I did. And I just quit my job with no really huge game plan. I didn't think it out a lot. I built my wings on the way down. And here I am over 11 years later.
Awesome.
Doing it.
So in this movie that you just shot, that's going to be premiered this weekend at the Tarleton.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a continuation? Is there going to be more to it? Or was this the end? Because I thought I saw one posts where we'd be looking for more actors and actresses, right?
Yep. So there's going to be another movie. So I won't talk a lot about that because that's kind of just production, but there is going to be another movie tied into that one as well.
The word you're struggling for, John, is sequel.
Yes, it is.
Sequels and prequels.
What embarrassed me in front of company, Jim.
Anyway, that could come out of this, the sequel. What I was surprised, and I lived out in Southern California, I was surprised when you go to the, the taping of, like, that was back in the day, right? The Golden Girls. And
Did
you ever go to one of those?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to do that.
Yes.
What I want to say, and then I went to, the Tonight Show. I went to some game shows. I was surprised how, what's the word I'm looking for? How cheap it is. I mean, you think these Hollywood studios, but you could do that from Green Bay. I mean, you could have... Absolutely. You come up with a good game show or a good...
I've always wanted to be a game show host.
You'd be a good one.
I'm not kidding. Oh, I've always wanted to be a game show host.
This is so fun.
I would love that.
Okay, let's do it together. Let's just be co-hosts. Okay. It'll be so fun.
We got to come up with the show. Like, the dating game was fun. What's my line?
Whose line is it anyway? I'm good. I could win that game. Okay.
Wheel of Fortune.
Whose line is it anyway? My younger daughter and I will just kind of play that game at home and then make up songs on our own and harmonize. I'm like, we could be on the show.
Right.
We could do
that right out of Green Bay.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm terrible at that.
My kids said you should be on that. Wow. But I feel like I would get that nerves and then I'd be like, ooh.
I don't think you would.
No,
I don't see that.
What I'm saying is it doesn't, they don't have anything that we don't have.
Absolutely.
I guess that's what I'm saying. You build a set and that's all it is. And those are pretty small rooms, some of those. And you go in there. Anyway, I that would be cool to really launch something and keep it here, get the tax credits and keep the talent.
Do you know what? I have just thought of a wonderful production agency. I'm going to give a shout out to Creative Edge Productions right here in Ashwaubenon on Packerland. They are so heavily involved in the advancement of filming and what they actually do, which is so cool. And I was involved in one of their projects with one of their clients. I played a doctor and we filmed just right in this one room, but they had it all set up where it looked like we were in an office building. It looked like we were at the hospital. It was so cool. And they're so advanced where they can just shoot that in a room like this, where it looks like we're at their hospital. So no one would know that we're not there.
Right. Okay. You asked what roles I've played. I played the doctor in Helen Keller at Arizona State. I played the doctor. Yes.
Well, that's
she'll
admirable.
Live. That was my first
she
line.
Will live.
She'll live. Yes. That was the first line of the entire thing. I had the first line. And I had to do a Southern accent. She'll live.
Did you have to practice that for a while?
Yes.
Okay.
I had in the film with what we just talked about, Julia Roberts' brother, a speaking line. And the guy was on my daughter was got released. They found my daughter, and I'm a prisoner. I'm in prison, wearing the shirt you're wearing now, Johnny, the blue and
your prison shirt.
Your prison shirt. No, that's what I was wearing. I'm on the phone, and the
you
guy,
don't seem like a prisoner. Like,
I know.
If somebody came to you,
that was not
Heather,
the role I wanted.
If somebody came to you and said, "Hey, listen, Heather, with your agency, we need somebody to play the part of a prisoner," and it's like, who would it be, me or Jim?
Right?
Who would you hire?
I mean, you've got the prison shirt.
I got the shirt.
You knew I was coming. You're like prison shirt.
Absolutely.
Cast.
You know, we have a guy. Hey, Todd, get on the mic real quick. We're going to talk about this. Tell us about our guy with the company that was the producer and director, I believe, of Godfather of Green Bay.
Oh. my God, is this Final Jeopardy?
Yeah.
For $500. Yeah. Okay. This is Double Jeopardy, actually.
The guy that works for you, Todd, who produced Godfather of Green Bay.
Who is, I don't.
You know who I mean.
Yeah, but.
Yes,
yeah.
But he produced that whole thing,
yeah,
right?
That's cool.
I think he's our news guy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Pete Schwalbe.
Yes.
That's I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes.
Pete. Yeah. I know Pete.
He works for us too. Yeah.
He works for us.
Yeah.
Notice how we say he works for us. We actually work for him.
Hey, Todd, thanks. You really added a lot to the show.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Give Jason the mic back.
Yeah. Need to go to a break. But I just think there's. I wish we would have capitalized on the entertainment industry nationally more. I mean, right here, it's here, but. Yeah, we can build sets. Johnny, the reason I want to do the game show is...
I do, too. I'm serious about this.
I don't want to go and film.
Heather, are you in?
I am in. Okay. I always really wanted to do a talk show host, so this is along the same vein.
Like Phil Donahue, you don't remember him, but...
Oh, I remember him.
Okay, so... But the set
also, Maury Povich, all those.
Right, but the set is cheap, whereas if we go and film outside and do a movie, you got all these guys, and you got to move, and the weather, but we get a really nice studio, and it looks really nice. It's just a facade, and... We come up with a game show or something, and it gets legs.
Yeah,
that could, and I'll sell the advertising. We'll be in business.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Have you guys watched The Righteous Gemstones? It's on Max, which is HBO Max, but it's not. Okay,
I've been watching Showtime on that though. Have you seen that?
No,
both LA Lakers back in the '80s.
But I was great. We were talking about the talk shows, and anybody that has seen Righteous Gemstones will understand this. You guys won't now, but they have Baby Billy, and he wants his own talk show, Baby Bible Bonker. I don't even know what it was, but you guys don't get it, so it's not funny. So let's forget it.
Yeah, okay.
You're looking at me like we don't understand
it. Okay, let's back on.
Yeah, there's going to be a commercial break, guys.
Wow, yeah, we got. Okay, so we're 0-2.
Yes, we are 0-2. Yes, yes.
So you told me you had your Southern accent. Mm. Can you do any accents?
No. I'm a Green Bay guy. No, I don't.
I mean, acting wise, you just gotta. Okay, I'm always going into Irish.
I can do some.
For the record, we are now 0-3.
I know we are.
Well, that's because you didn't. You gotta just try. You just have
can
to try.
I do my Al Pacino for you?
Yeah, let's.
Okay, this is not bad.
Okay.
Don't tell them it's good because they're also going to hear the rest of the show.
Why did you say that? Because now it. Wow.
Should I just start? Well, let's all talk in accents. You have to come up with one.
Okay. I'll be first. Okay. If I was half the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place. Hoo-ah!
That was good.
I mean,
No, John.
What? I'm not doing this. You
win. I wasn't asking you. I was asking her.
I thought you were gesturing over there.
No, you're out.
Thank you.
No, I just end up going in Irish accents or other type of accent. You just kind of flow with the different accents. And
how do some people have that? You know what I mean? Where your mind just gets into that other person.
Right. I always thought like when I'd have to do phone work, anything with customer service, I'm like, I should just talk in accents. No one's going to know.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, right? They don't know.
That's true.
Exactly. They don't know where you're from. This could be my accent right here.
If you ever need somebody to do Youper, I can do that.
You know what? That's interesting because I think it was like a year ago where they were like, we need people that actually have, or they'll say like that Midwestern accent.
Man.
But if you do voice work a lot, you have to get out of that accent. You know, you can't do that.
But it's one of those things too with people that do accents like that. Like I worked with a guy, Nick Vetrano. He's on IXX now.
Okay.
He could do any accent at the drop of a hat. It was bizarre. It was weird how he could his mind could go into that thing. It was just incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Or people that kind of in the same venue as the impersonations.
Yes.
My cousin is hilarious and he can impersonate, presidents and that, but he impersonates like an uncle or an aunt, and it is hilarious. And this guy's like, it's like Rich Little. I mean, he's spot on.
They just hear it, and they can reproduce it.
Right.
That's bizarre. I know. I agree. It's cool.
That is funny stuff.
That is funny stuff.
Yep.
Hey, are there any other local actors in this movie that you're in? Room 108?
Yeah, I think the majority of the people are local. You know, a lot of the filmmakers here, when they're filming in the Midwest, try to keep it local because obviously you want those local tie-ins. Sometimes we'll bring in some bigger actors, obviously, as well. But we had brought in, which was so cool, last year during this kind of like award ceremony at the Tarleton, I got to interview Tony Shalhoub.
Oh,
like, how cool is that?
I thought you were going to get him on our show.
I will.
Yes.
I will.
Bring me back with Tony.
Oh,
let's do
man.
A whole, yes.
I will.
Well, he's a good friend. So well, he's a relative of the Cerruggis, who we're all good friends with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a nice guy.
Awesome. How had you growing up in Luxembourg, never been to the Union Hotel before?
Well, you know, right? Well, I mean, because that's out here. Now, mind you, in Luxembourg, I couldn't drive. I couldn't go anywhere okay. unless I was with my parents. So, you know, coming to Green Bay, this is so funny. Coming to Green Bay was like a big city oh. for me. You know, we only had like...
Me coming from Negaunee up in the UP, it was like going to New York for us. Like,
yeah,
gosh.
I was like, I can order pizza here. Yeah. This is so cool.
Yeah.
It was totally different world. We only had like 700 people back
for
then.
For us, going to the McDonald's on Shano... It's, and I still original, love going there because it's, the, it brings back memories of being there original. In the 60s.
Hey, that Room 108 is sold out, you said. I mean, yeah. are they going to do another showing? Do you know? I mean, I think that's great. It's sold out.
Yeah. Well, this is, I might be like their final one. They had kind of done some previous. So you guys should have had me on sooner.
I know.
Sooner because they did one like at a drive-in, which was really cool. So people could see it at a drive-in beforehand, right. kind of like, you know. The pre-premiere for it.
Right.
So
I that's going to be, we're going to talk our way into that.
I wanted to get you on a lot sooner, and Jim was like, no, I got
that. I'm like, I know
her. I don't have enough pens. Yeah, okay.
It's my last one. She's not getting one unless we get a part. Milo and the Mayor and Heather Marie joining us here to Monday Morning, back right after this.
Oh, honey, like you, the only man I ever wanted and I ever needed. Oh, honey, didn't I give you nearly everything I ever had to give? I tried to do it. Each time I tell myself that I...
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a Monday morning, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and coming your way from Oshkosh, WISS. We're going to be spending some time in Oshkosh. Yes, we are. We have a good time. Heather Marie is joining us right now, local actress, runs her own agency, talent agency. If somebody wanted to get into, because let's be honest, if it's print advertising, you pretty much have to have that certain look. I mean, you just do.
Yeah. I mean, there's a variety of looks. It depends right. who we're shooting for. You know what you don't have to be is a certain height for print because you can't really tell.
Okay, we're so in. That's, Jim, we're in. We're in. We're good to go.
So that's what's good in print because, okay. you know, you don't have to be 5'8 yeah. or, you know, you're not yeah. doing runway, that yeah. type of thing. But
isn't movies, there a lot of different, you know, I mean, like you and I are normal looking guys for the most part.
Well.
Abnormal in some cases. But, you know, there's always different roles. That's why I'm always, mm-hmm. I always get a kick out of it how somebody... who's like, you know, you wouldn't consider physically attractive at all and whatever, that they have the courage to get into acting.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean? It's like, I appreciate those kind of people.
Heather, how about the guy that played Dead? Do you remember hearing about that? He just, oh. he just, all he did was like take pictures of him like playing Dead, like laying
for
on
who?
The,
yeah, where
just,
was this?
No, he just, that's all he did was, this is... I thought you would say, oh yeah, I've heard that. It was quite popular. The guy... Do you guys hear that? The guy played Dead, and then he took all these pictures and sent them, and then somebody picked up his. He got an acting part, like playing Dead, just but playing he was dead. Like this great guy who looked great. Anyway, I
oh, yeah. so interesting. Thought, I mean,
yes,
yeah, really. Interesting.
I just want to.
Wow,
John, I'm so going to find that out.
Yeah, no, okay, I'm, please do. Yeah, by the way, I got to mention this segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm telling you what, they are phenomenal. The beauty of the 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is that they have these exclusive hidden screens which can stay inside the window while you're not using it. How brilliant is that? You don't have to worry about bugs coming in and all those kind of things. Also, within the 250 series line, Pella's outstanding patio doors. If you bundle and save, you get the 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens. Pay as low as $188 per month. That is a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends at the end of the month. See the showroom for details. Jim, I know you can do a personal testimony on this.
I love them.
Yep.
I mean, I really, we've got an older home, but whether it's old home or new home, you can save energy and you want your house to look good from the inside and from the outside. And we have all Pella windows.
On all three floors?
Yes.
Four!
Wow. Brag, okay.
The city took care of him.
City
you
didn't
have
do anything.
Four stories in your house.
Just, we have
four living. Stories above ground?
No.
Okay, so including the
four
basement.
Four floors of living area. So downstairs in the basement is where we have, you know, the big screen TV and the computers and
of
exercise
course, yeah,
room.
Right.
But, you know, that's
you ever
down get, there.
You ever, have you ever been in there?
Is that what okay. the game show is going to be?
Yes, no,
I, yes here his, we go.
Yes.
Okay, just I since John embarrassed me and Heather,
did I
didn't pick
you?
Up. Just we're
Which
talking
part?
About the dead guy, so I just want to say, This is on Google, but every day for nearly a year, Josh Nally posted TikToks of himself playing dead in the hopes of being cast in a television series movies. Then CSI Vegas reached out, signed him up. It happened.
I love it.
Wow. Okay.
So that's cool. But
do you remember the movie, The Big Chill?
No, I don't watch movies.
He's not a movie guy.
Do you remember the movie The Big Chill?
Naked Gun was the last movie I saw.
You know who played the dead guy? Because it was all based around they came back for their college buddy's funeral.
Okay.
And you know who played the dead guy and it was his first role in the movies?
Well, it wasn't that guy because you didn't remember.
Wasn't that guy? No. Kevin Costner.
Oh, Kevin Costner.
That was his first role, was a dead guy.
Interesting.
Yes.
I did not know. This is a lot
of Jim, you have nothing to add about that. Just, I mean, you're the dead guy acting.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't picture him as being dead
Here's
guy.
Here's what we know the guy. Game show is not going to be. It's not going to be movie trivia.
No, okay? It's not. He's not good at movie trivia.
No, he's not at all.
He's not.
Hey, no. Heather, I just wanted to pick up on something. You had said when we first talked about you can cry on demand. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
On cue?
On cue. So I was watching this series on something and Spielberg for E.T., mm-hmm. that little kid came in and he can cry on
cue as well, yeah.
And he came in and cried about E.T. having to go back, mm-hmm. and Spielberg hired him right on the spot. He goes, okay, kid, you got the part. Isn't that cool?
That is so cool.
And I don't know what he's doing now. But
not a lot of kids can cry. I mean, a lot of adults can cry in cue.
Yeah,
I don't want to say it's a gift. It's a learned, it's like a muscle.
Hey, you want to know a national commercial I auditioned for, and I don't think it was ever made. It was, remember the one of the beer companies. It was based on guys in New York where the guys just all go into a bar, different guys like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? How you doing? It was that whole thing. Remember that one? That was a big commercial. Yeah. They were going to do a Wisconsin version of the Wisconsin accent. It's like, hey, how you doing there? Hey? And that was my part was like, hey, how you doing?
And then, that would have been funny.
I know, but good. It never got made. And it was one of the agencies that like called me up when I was at the radio station. Said, hey, we want you to audition for this.
Oh, yeah. That you'd be
good.
That
would have been good.
Then they went with the whole what's up.
I was thinking what's the same up? Thing. When he started saying that, it's so exactly like,
what's
what
up?
Maybe that.
And it was going to be a takeoff on that.
Right.
And
that
they
was
didn't
funny.
Do it. I
that,
know.
That was a good commercial, too. That
I didn't want to bust that out, so I'm glad you did.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me a bit.
You actually did it pretty well. You did a good listen.
What's up? But you, like, yeah, with their tongue.
Yeah, you brought it up pretty good.
That was funny.
That was funny.
That was good.
Yeah.
So your plans. So you're going to stay in Green Bay? I hope.
Well, I've definitely built it up.
She's got to do the game show.
Like, yeah, I mean, exactly. Geez, exactly. I mean, hey, I have a passport. I will travel anywhere, you guys. So wherever you guys
okay,
need to
go. Okay, I have to bring one quick thing up. I know it's a vacation, but tell me again how expensive the drinks are in Las Vegas.
No, oh, everything.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, so they make it super cheap for you to go out there. So you're like, okay, yeah, I can't wait to go to Vegas. We went poolside. One drink,
$50.
$50. $50. Yeah.
You think you got to rent your chair? Like, there are the cabanas that you want to get that? That's $200. And
to sit in a chair.
Well, the chairs can be a little bit less. I don't think the chair might be $50 to reserve your chair. But I'm saying, you know, those like round.
Everything has to be reserved and paid for. Even when you go like, so they have like the nightclubs. Everybody has to stand unless you're getting bottle service and paying for that as well. Which was...
It's crazy that in this economy that those things are working. And we were both, you were saying we weren't there together, but we, in the last 6 months, we were both down at Fontainebleau. And that is crazy expensive.
I chose Fontainebleau because I'm like, okay, we'll just stay here. We'll do beach time. But I was saying like breakfast every morning, you're paying a couple $100 for breakfast.
It is, John.
And that always, it used to be the type of thing where, well, Vegas, you know, you get free drinks and there's buffets that are real cheap. Those days are gone.
Oh, this Fontainebleau is actually in Miami. And
This is in Miami. That's when I told you. Yeah. I think when I got back, I think it was Bill Cowher was there. I mean, it's a nice place. They treat you right, mm-hmm. but boy,
was that
a
junket?
Charge.
Did you go on a political junket?
No. I was down there. No, right. Just Don and I.
Just vacationing.
Well, we're running out of time. Heather, this has been really, really fun. And we want to get you back, but give it one more push. Well, it's sold out anyway. But at the Tarleton this weekend?
Yeah, but then give us a push for somebody has an interest in acting or modeling.
Yeah,
they can go to your agency.
Absolutely. Sign up online. We review the applications and who we want to sign, and we'll meet with you. You know, we offer acting classes. Just follow our Facebook page. We usually post on there as well. And
Wayne got accepted immediately. I don't think we will.
No,
I
don't.
Didn't sign up yet. That's why.
We want to thank Paula. Like I said, we're going to be in Two Rivers tomorrow. I got to give a talk there. And it's just great seeing you. Aaron Davison's coming up this week. We got a lot of good guests, so we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Heather.
Thank you so much, guys.
Mine are the mayor. Back tomorrow morning. See ya. I can hear you a cry.